listening to the Premier Automotive and Lifestyle Podcast with Mark Anthony Murray and Sean Rosa. This is Through the Apex.
Start your engine.
Here are your hosts, Mark Anthony Murray and Sean Rosa.
Yes, we have returned.
We are back.
We are back. Like, legit, for real, back.
Good morning, my neighbors.
Yes. It's been a while since we've heard that.
I said that like 30 episodes ago.
I
don't even know if people liked it.
I don't know. I don't even know if they understood the reference.
Well, hopefully
and there's a
they
second
did,
one coming out
because
soon.
Because they were really...
Yeah, you didn't hear the news? Coming to America 2, coming out soon.
Well, Eddie Murphy still looks exactly the same.
He really does. So, he really does.
Just one of those ageless blacks, a.k.a. all blacks.
Black don't crack, bro. Brown don't frown. That's my motto.
I like that. I like brown. Don't frown.
Yo, welcome back to Through the Apex, the show that you probably have long forgotten about. It has been, I think our last episode was June.
Was it June 2019?
June 2019, beginning of June also. So like, I mean, we are.
Well, a lot. I mean, that was, it was kind of like the frequency of recording, just kind of, it's like, yeah, you know, bi-weekly. It's like, what about now? It's like, well, I can't do it the next time.
Life just happens. Well, yeah. That's the thing.
You know, I was like, priorities, man. This is, we're adulting now.
Yes.
This is the start of another decade.
Yes.
And it happens.
It happens.
And at the end of the day, it's like, there's got to be mutual understanding when it comes to stuff like that. It's like, all right, that's cool with me. I mean, I'm happy to just be a part of it. You know what I'm saying? Because it could have not started at all.
It's true.
It could have just been one of those things. It's just like a floating idea that never manifests in anything, which is what most people do. But actually going out, getting equipment, recording, putting out a content set, it's different.
Right.
You know?
Right. And we did it. And we had a good run, and now we're doing it again. We're back.
Know.
I mean, you can call this, I don't want to call it a reboot or, you know, whatever it is. But
2.1.
2.1.
Where do we stop? Did we stop at like 50?
We literally stopped at 50. So this is episode 51.
Wow.
We're back for the 51st time.
This is very special.
For
the
51st
time.
For the 51st time.
With no headphone sound.
Oh, dude. So for those of you that have been patiently awaiting our return, we've had the most insane technical difficulties you can possibly imagine. I actually started getting things together with our setup about a couple weeks ago. Everything sounded okay. Everything was working just fine. I went back out today to get the last two like cables that I needed to kind of get everything back in order. And then for some reason, nothing seemed to work after that. So an addition was really a major subtraction. And this, we were just flying by
guys,
the seam of our pants.
There was just
the
that much dust inside the mixer that it just decided to take a crap this morning. It's like, you know, it's been about 7.5 months.
It has been. I don't have a
low power or a sleep mode. I either have working or dead. And you've gotten the latter.
Dude, it's bad. It's bad. I just tossed the mixer and we were just like working through several plans to make sure we can make this work. And it seems to be going okay so far. Waveforms are on the computer, so I guess that's a good sign.
That means it's something is being transmitted.
Something is being transmitted.
Something is happening over there.
And hopefully something that'll be happening soon is just the fact that you'll be getting more from us. It has been a while, but of course,
we're still experts in our field.
Partial experts.
Just in case you guys forgot.
Yes, and this is an automotive podcast where we'll be talking about all things automotive culture and lifestyle and the occasional nonsense from our own personal lives, which has actually been taking up the beginning of this podcast already.
Yeah.
So before we move on to our fun and amazing segment called The Podium, where we, you know, rank the top three news items of the week. And then a little bit later, I'll talk about my experience at the Washington Auto Show. Of course, Chicago Auto Show going on right now. Yeah, I'm just changing the format as we go now. But
it's all right. I'm here for it.
Before we get into all that, I mean, what's been up with you? You've had a couple of life-changing events happen in the last few months.
Yeah, so let's see.
Giving birth to twins.
Nothing. Yes, Margaret and I got two kittens.
Kittens, not kids.
Kittens. They were 5 weeks or 6 weeks when we got them. They've definitely changed our lives for the better. I never knew what it felt like to have you know, my face walked on in the middle of a deep sleep until I brought these two into my home. And they've been such a joy. Like, my father loves them. We love them. Anything that dangles about anything less than 3.5-4 feet above the ground, though, is not safe.
I have a penis joke for that, but I'm gonna stop.
Yeah, well, you know, I try to do what I can to keep that away from them. It's not a toy.
Oh, Lord.
We have a girl and a boy. It's not a toy for either of you. But yeah, that the holidays have all passed at a fantastic time. I went to New Orleans for the first time.
Yes, your trip was awesome. Ago. It looked great.
That's literally the most one of the most fun places I've ever visited.
That was awesome.
Margaret's family was a blast. Everything that we saw was fantastic.
Oh, she has family down there?
Yeah, she's got family down there. I got so many pictures. I took like 400 and I ended up keeping 167 of them.
Damn, that's tight.
Which is a lot from a trip for me because I filter down pretty hard.
Yeah.
Because I'm very critical of my shots and stuff like that. But I just got that much good stuff.
That's cool.
I mean, work is actually coming along well. We've lost a lot of people on the team, but I got a really nice increase from last year since people jump ship so easily. It's like, well, there's more to go around for people who actually stick and have balls.
There you go.
You know, literally and figuratively. No, I'm not going to elaborate on that. But other than that, I mean, everything's coming along. I'm excited for this year. Excited to turn 30. I'm excited to, you know, see what's coming down the pike.
That's dope,
man. I turned in the M3.
That's right.
Yeah, the M3's gone.
Finally, some car news.
Car news here.
And a car podcast.
I know.
6 minutes in.
It's gone. December 13th, I turned it in. It's been 3 years already. It was a fun ride. Maybe we can, I'll dedicate an episode to a thorough review of that car now, since it's about the new Toyota Corolla of the BMW world, apparently.
Oh, my Lord.
Because everybody's got one. Sorry, guys. Sorry, George.
I have a few things I wanted to say on that too, but I think I'm going to have to hold back and just bite my tongue a little bit on that. But I'm, you know, I know it was a big decision for you, and I know we're really excited to have that car. And now that you don't have it, it makes all of our promo material completely obsolete. So.
It's still my header photo on Facebook too, but like, I'm never taking that down. I'm not taking that down until I got something to replace it with.
Well, this is also probably the first time like you've actually, you know, been public about not having the vehicle, which I think is kind of cool too. And that just speaks to who you are as a person, compared to, I think who we both are compared to a lot of other folks who, don't make moves in silence, right? Like they just always, their car moves are always on blast every moment.
Everything's projected. When I got it, nobody knew. Even like even my close friends were kind of like, man, you should have said something. And I was kind of like, well, sorry.
I mean, I think also it's like it comes to a point where like, what's, is this news for me or is it for you? Like, nah, dude, we do this for ourselves. And
exactly.
I mean, even to like, I think like, I mean, like you had mentioned yesterday, like you don't celebrate Valentine's Day, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's not a thing that you guys believe in. Mm-hmm. Like you put up a quick post. I put up a quick post. It's me and my wife's first Valentine's Day.
Yay.
Hey, but like people are out there like, spewing like love letters and like, you know, 4-page Instagram posts. And I'm just like, and that's cool, do you, but it's like,
it's nice
to me. I think some people like just do that kind of stuff just to, you know,
I mean, for me, like Margaret and I were talking yesterday about it being such a scam of like just a holiday or just a publicly, I guess, a socially recognized event. Of course it's got, you know, historic roots and everything, but it's not. It's also not a day for compensation. Like, it's not a day that you're supposed to try to make everybody around you look bad.
Right.
Or, you know what I mean? In my opinion, it's just kind of like, you know, if it's something that you celebrate, great. But just know that you're going to be in for shitty customer service wherever you go, because everybody's got the same idea you've got.
That's why we stayed home.
You're going to be in for extremely cold weather. Yes. Because, yes, last night and today and tonight are going to be crazy. And I hope you enjoy that. We stayed at home with Bar Hill Gin and we enjoyed it, and we got more junk food later at night, and we just listened to music and we talked.
There you go.
And that was honestly, I need that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure. Especially the end of a long week.
Yeah. And it's been a long, these last 3 weeks have been pretty long. January has been a very tough month.
Already for 2020,
regard to
right?
Work wise and stuff like that. Yeah. But it's starting to kind of level out, but it definitely, it started off hard, you know what I'm saying, more people leaving the team. But at the end of the day, it's like, I've still got the people closest to me. I've still got, you know, you, JC, you know, Margaret, the people that I really interact with on a regular basis. They're the folks that it really kept me grounded.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Throughout everything. And that's all I really require. So,
I feel that.
Happy Valentine's Day, belated. Yeah, to right. my Valentine.
And for those podcaster. Of you that only got a message from Snapchat on Valentine's Day, it's okay. It's all good. Trust me.
Yeah. For those of you who still use Snapchat, I feel sorry for you.
You know, it's on my phone. I don't ever use it ever.
I think I had it only because my friends had it. Like, right. I think when I was probably like early 20s or so.
Jeez, it's been that long. Snapchat has been available for that long.
But it's like I had it and I remember using it. And I think I got it a couple years ago only because other people that I was talking to only used it. Right, and I was like,
no, Instagram does just, everything.
Instagram so like literally whatever. Copied it and perfected it and right, refined right. it. And it's in the UI, the Snapchat UI is awful.
Awful.
I hate it.
I feel that.
You know what I mean?
It's gotten worse. It was better until they made that big switch with the algorithm too, mm-hmm. which is most tech stuff.
Anyways. Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's like,
yeah,
whatever.
Well, so you might've noticed a slight difference in format already. You know, we're going to try to do something a little bit different with this, I guess, second iteration of Through the Apex. And that's just going to be, you know, shorter episodes, a little bit more condensed. We are definitely taking up a lot more time talking to each other because this is actually the first time we've seen each other since my wedding weekend. Yeah,
so which we haven't seen each other for a while. Talk about. So if we don't talk about cars, then we'll just lie to you about the format. One. Yeah.
So you'll either get car stuff the podium, in this episode. Actually, this is the podium. This is the life podium. So that's you're going to get life stuff. You're going to get car stuff in this episode or the impromptu second episode that we'll probably record right after this, since we've already burned through a third of the episode and only talked about your M3.
About 10 minutes, 12 minutes.
Bro. But nah, man, it's cool. The wedding was great. Married life is awesome.
Your bachelor party was fun.
The bachelor party was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Some drama, but hey.
Hey,
there's some drama at the wedding too. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
None that myself or my wife were a part of. So, you know, that's all that matters.
It happens, bro.
You know, yeah. But she's in the back making faces at me like, what are you talking about? Like things happened. Like it's not a lie. Nah, but it was a great wedding, man. It's been awesome. The honeymoon was amazing. Went to San Diego and Los Angeles, rented a, Mustang, the four cylinder with the RS engine, and drove up from San Diego all the way up to LA. And I gotta say,
drop top. Wow,
it was a great car, man. It was a fun car to drive. 9 years of just you know, nonsense because it was the auto, they don't have the manual, and I don't drive manual, and I'm not ashamed of that. I don't care. But
starting episode 2.1 off. with more car stuff than we planned for.
I know already.
It's fun.
But no, man, it was cool. I thought the, just to get into the car a little bit, I think the one thing that I loved about it so much was how comfortable it was. There are times where I felt like I was in a sportier car, and then there are times where I felt like I was in a pedestrian car. And I liked the, and then there are times where I felt like, oh, you know, I feel a little luxurious in here. For me, I think the best thing about the vehicle itself was just the overall, not just the driving experience in terms of performance, but the comm station, like the fact that like all the clusters and everything was right where it needed to be.
Very ergonomic.
The steering wheel was comfortable. That stuff always makes for a better experience. Sure. And that's what I took away from the vehicle.
That's nice.
Yeah,
nice for a sports car to have that dual personality.
I think so. I mean, especially for, you know, I know, I never understand why some of the manufacturers make such affordable versions of their sports cars. But I can understand why a little bit now. Yeah, we'll talk about that. And, you know, it was cool. But apart from that, I guess getting back to the actual honeymoon, LA is really cool.
Yeah.
Dude, it's just so fast paced. I don't know if you've ever been out there.
Oh, yeah, I've been out there.
It's like
probably 10 years ago.
10 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's fast paced to the point where it's like you just feel like you're not keeping up. But the real thing is like you don't have to keep up. You know?
LA is its own. LA has its own sectors and its own standard of operation for everybody who's there.
Right.
Because I went for some music stuff.
Right.
And like we went to like an industry party and stuff like that and met people. And it's funny because out there, the music scene there versus here, it's just very warm and very forthcoming. Mm-hmm. And everybody wants to know what you're doing and, you know, what type of stuff you produce and stuff like that. And here it's just kind of like nobody cares. Like nobody right. gives a shit. Everybody's just very, you know, tunnel visioned out and trying to box each other out and stuff like that. So it's very refreshing, you know, to be out there. And just in general, it's just a fun place to be.
Yeah,
depending on where you're at.
It's crazy because we went out there and we like didn't even like we had good food. We went to like Universal. We did the Hollywood sign. Like we did super touristy stuff because we were only there for a few days. It was like the last leg of our honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, as small as LA is, it's also like really big at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Super condensed. We stayed on West Hollywood, and that was, you know, I think the one thing, you know, getting some more car stuff was just the amount of cars that are out there. The 458s were like Civics, Mercedes out the ass. And I got to say, like, I could never have a Mercedes out there. Like a Mercedes out there is like BMW here.
Yeah.
Like not special. Sorry.
I'm just kidding.
But like, I mean,
no, you're right.
Exactly. But like, and then
that's why I don't have mine anymore.
I mean, not just Mercedes. I mean, everyone had a freaking AMG.
Luxury car. Right. I was going to say, it's like when we were in Miami.
Right.
Like, how many Lamborghinis are we going to see?
Oh my God.
Like, I saw about 7 Huracans there.
But you know, the coolest car that we saw in Miami was the freaking Urus.
Yeah.
Legit. Like, no bullshit. Like, that was really the coolest car we saw.
That was the coolest car we saw. I was excited to see that. And I've actually seen that here, too.
Right. Dude, what is happening? There's actually, so the Maserati count in my building is up to 2.
Oh, boy.
But I've also noticed, I don't know if you've noticed, there's a lot of Maseratis out now. A lot of people are buying the Maseratis used.
Yeah.
And they're crazy affordable used. But
your next car?
No. The maintenance is trash. Would never purchase such a thing.
That reminds me when Jeremy Clarkson had I think it was when he was still on Top Gear. And you know how they always preview the new vehicles when they show pictures of the renditions and stuff like that. And he goes like, he's like, how does he say it? Maserati has produced a new SUV. It's called the Coupan. He's like, which is exactly the noise it makes once the warranty runs out. I was like, man, somebody's going to go buy that, sir. Yeah. Like, and he's going to be able to afford it.
I miss that show. Like, and just really quick, guys, if you're expecting us to get into the podium or anything, it's not going to happen. Just fast forward to the next episode. Well, we have about 12 minutes left in this episode and we're just going to shoot the ish.
We don't have an agenda.
We don't have agenda. We'll clean it up next time. But, I don't know if you saw, but like they have their newest episode, their newest season's out. I haven't even watched it, dude.
Me either. I keep watching the Grand Tour.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Dude, I think I'm going to go back and just watch Top Gear.
So do you pay for a service that allows you to still get it? Because they took it off streaming from everything.
I actually just started just buying the seasons.
Oh, you bought the seasons?
Yeah, okay, I bought the last. I bought like 24 and 25 or something.
The newest, the more newest recent ones that were good. Yeah. Because I realized Amazon took them down.
Yeah.
They came off of Netflix a while ago.
Yeah, yeah.
BBC is just salty. And they're salty with the success of the Grand Tour, I'm sure.
They are. And at the same time, like, I don't know, man. Don't be too salty for too long. Because if you don't know, like, the real, I don't know. I'm stuttering right now. And it's because of my frustration with the Grand Tour. Like, they've gotten, like, the first 2 seasons were really good. The third being a little overproduced, I thought.
Mm.
Like, some of the lines that they were saying clearly seemed super scripted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The back and forth didn't feel as natural and raw
and
organic. Mm-hmm. And then this last season, a 2-episode season with boats, like, nah, dog, I don't want to see that.
Yeah, it was weird at the end of the last season where they started to cry and all that stuff.
I didn't even see that.
Doing it. Oh, you didn't get to the end of the third season?
I didn't even finish the third season.
Oops.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone.
I love what they do, but I think what my problem is, the show has become about the trio and not about the trio and the cars or the cars driven by the trio. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Where Top Gear, I think, still, say what you will about the lineup and its constant changes, like, it still feels like it's about the cars.
It is. And it was very centric to that.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, they're very entertaining gentlemen, and they've worked. They have a great cohesiveness and stuff like that. But I can see it's like throwing more money at a problem, or not even a problem,
right?
Just a feature or a function. It's not always a good thing. So what do they make, like $400,000 an episode?
Probably more than that. I know the budget is stupid. Stupid budget for Amazon. And I think, you know, it's good for them for making that money, but I also can't believe Amazon would throw that much money at that, a series like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I know BBC's probably, they're clearly cutting the same series for a lot less, you know. I will say that the one thing I love about the Grand Tour, the cinematics of it, beautiful, you know.
It is lovely. They spared no cost.
No, I mean, no, they
didn't. Pun. pun, sorry.
I guess we can get to some more car related stuff. I did go to the Washington Auto Show a couple weeks ago.
Oh yeah, let's hear about that.
It was cool, man. You know, I will say this, like the Washington Auto Show, on when it comes to all the auto shows and just auto show season for that matter, the Washington Auto Show is not at the top of the heap, right?
Sure.
Like they're just it's there. I think it's there just to exist.
It's like a consolation prize for us in this area.
It is, and it sucks. And I really wish DC and Baltimore would get more serious about having a bigger spread. Mm-hmm. We don't get any reveals. We don't get any, you know, anything.
Everything is very consumer level and kind of pedestrianish.
Oh, completely.
I'll never forget, I think, when we went together and we went to Porsche, and every Porsche was locked.
Oh yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
All the cars were locked. And I just remember the sales associates or the brand representatives, they literally stood at their kiosk or at their little, you know, podium thing, like in the back of the section, and they weren't interacting with anybody. Nobody was walking around asking any questions or anything like that. And I mean, I can't blame them. And no offense to anybody who goes to these things, but you know, and I know that you're not affording anything that you're trying to open. So, and the brand representatives know this, and you got your dirty little children, you know, running around, putting their snotty fingers on the wheels and the windows and the handles, and you want to let them crawl around inside the back of a $150,000 Cayenne Turbo. Hell no. You know what I'm saying? So I don't blame them for that. It was a bit of a dick move because, I mean, we were actually there. We were media. You know what I mean? We didn't go on the media day, but I mean, it's just, that's the culture of the show. You know what I mean? New York, you go there, you need a badge. You go there, you have Koenigsegg, you have these hypercar manufacturers, and you can go in and, I mean, George literally FaceTimed me from the BMW section. There were like 18 M cars there, and he was just walking around. You know what I mean? Stuff like that is, it's just a different vibe.
Well, I think that's what really frustrates me. Like you mentioned Koenigsegg being at New York Auto Show, like in the flesh and the metal, right? Like they don't, not only do you not have the bigger brands there at the Washington Auto Show, the only way you can see a McLaren, you can see a Aston or whatever it may be of that ilk is if a local dealership brings them.
I hate that.
So
that's
it's whack.
Anyway,
it's whack. I will say that, you know, because you and I have been talking to exhaustion about our frustrations with the Washington Auto Show. Regardless, I mean, we're grateful that we have at least something. This year was a little bit more exciting.
Yeah, you saw some cool stuff, man.
I got to see some cool stuff. I did get to see the new C8 Stingray. Beautiful blue color. I love what they had on display. They actually did it. So for all the complaining that we just did, they had them. They had a nice little setup. I think it could have been better for, you know, America's sports car, you know, could have a much better display, but it was cool to see it in the metal. The body lines on that car, I got to say, in person are really still super shocking in a positive way.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. I'm coming to really like the car a lot more. I did see like a really cool video that Jay Leno did on Jay Leno's Garage. It was like a 25 minute video on just the C8. And it really made me appreciate it.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
He's got the first one.
We got to see, you know, the door opened and I got some shots in there at the cockpit.
You went as media, right?
Or did you just go? I didn't even reach out. I just went with the camera.
Oh, you just went with the camera.
And I just took my chances. They just let me right in.
Okay, great. That's nice.
But the big thing, which sucked, is like if we went as media, we would have been able to do all the other backstage stuff that you and I had gotten to do.
I know. We'll have to coordinate maybe coordinate New York.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. It's right down the right around the corner. So we got to see that. The Supra was there, but you know, we've seen the Supra before. It's still a beautiful car to look at. To your point about the kids in the Porsche exhibit last time, the one thing that really frustrated me was the fact that I was trying so hard to get just a few interior shots of the new Supra GR. Man, this father and son duo would not get out the car. I was like, what are you guys going to do? Just drive away in it? Like, what are you going to do?
They're trying to hotwire it from the showroom floor.
Seriously. And then on top of that, then this one lady, this Spanish lady, comes up to me and she's like, oh, which one is that? I'm like, it's the Supra. She's like, oh, how much? And I'm like,
she thought you worked there.
She thought I worked there. I was like, I don't know, it starts at like 53,000. She's like, oh, okay. Then she went to like a Prius, and then she got like, she finally realized I wasn't the one that worked there. And she went to the one of the other representatives and was like,
how much is this?
And then they just got into exactly asked that, and they got into a legit conversation about like purchasing one. And I was like, oh God. And like, to your point, that's the type of people that go there. Yeah. People that are actually looking to buy cars, pedestrian consumer level cars, and that's cool, and it clearly serves its purpose. You know what I mean? But
you can probably just buy a car from there if you really,
I'm sure,
if you know, if you really cared enough.
I'm really sure.
It's definitely less of an exhibition and more of just like an open house,
right?
You know.
But the coolest thing that I saw there was the new Shelby GT 500.
Yeah.
Holy crap. It is an imposing vehicle.
Yeah, that's a scary looking car.
I mean, what's cool is you're like, you know, when you're on your way to the Ford exhibit, you're like in this land of the Mustangs. It's like roaming horses like everywhere. And then, you know,
it's on a turntable, right?
It wasn't turning.
Oh, it wasn't?
It wasn't.
But it was.
It was behind its own little display.
Oh, okay, okay.
But as you're going and you're seeing all these, you know, as I call them, roaming horses, you see the one in its stable tucked away a little bit, some flashier lights and on a little bit of a stage and whatnot. And man, yeah. I mean,
that is a demonic looking car.
Yes.
Out of all the offerings that they have from the other pony car manufacturers, I don't think anyone has done anything as disturbing looking as that.
No, not at all.
That literally looks like the arrow makes it look like it has double horns and it's got flares and its nostrils are like open and you can see all the boogers and stuff. You know what I mean? It's very.
And the more you look at it, the more you find new little nuances that you like, which I think is really cool. So, I mean, it was a beautiful car, man. And everyone stopped to look at it.
That's nice.
It commanded
even if
respect.
You don't know, it looks special. That's the mark of a well-made vehicle, in my opinion. Right. It just, like the P1, sorry everyone who used to listen to the show.
The P1 is still the car, man.
Show does not pass where I don't mention the P1. It's just one of those, like Chris Harris said, certain outside of like space shuttles or, you know, very fast fighter jets, the humans are mostly uninterested or unimpressed with everything.
Right.
You know, so that's nice.
We're running out of time here on our 51st episode and our episode back, but the last thing I'll talk about that I got to see was also the Mach-E. They had that on display, which is surprising.
That I like.
You like the Mach-E?
Sort of.
Really?
No.
Well, how about this?
Yes.
Let's put a pin in the Mach-E conversation. Let's start next episode. Let's break down the Mach-E, because that is probably one of the biggest reveals since we've been gone, is the Mach-E.
Yeah.
And when we get back, we will go ahead and we will do a breakdown of the podium. We'll talk about Toyota. We'll talk about a few other things in the news. And then we'll cut down a whole lot on the personal conversation.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
No, not man, really. I'm not sorry.
I didn't even say half of what I wanted to say either. And I'm just not going to. I'll keep those memories.
Well, we've got about a good minute here.
We usually do social media plugs, but I don't even use mine anymore.
Oh, no.
No. We got to plug the Apex Pod.
Go for it.
So Instagram, hopefully I get this right, bro.
Let me pull it up. I can fact check you here.
I think it's @through_the_apex.
That sounds right.
I'm pretty sure that's it.
I'm going to go with that. @P3_Apex.
And the email address is askapexpod.
I don't even have that signed in. I couldn't tell you.
Oh, man.
But send us something. Maybe it'll force us to sign in. Who knows?
What a dumpster fire of a closure, man.
Usually people come back and it's a fire episode. This is trash. You can find me @RealSeanRosa. R-E-E-L, Sean Rosa on Instagram.
New handle.
New handle, baby. And you can get me at SeanRosa.com if you need to reach me. Hello at SeanRosa.com.
Oh, that's so cute.
Hey.
Just like the blogger girls these days.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Hello at...
Actually, don't go to our Instagram. It's dry. We haven't posted since...
I know.
June 4th, which is when our last episode came.
How many followers do we have still?
Like 5,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we made it, bro.
We got a lot. We got a lot.
Probably was 7,000 before.
All right, man. Well, it's been a super duper pleasure being back. I'm excited. Next episode, we'll bring back the podium. Maybe refreshing or repulsive. We might just ease ourselves into this little by little.
Structure requires us.
Yes. We still have some time. This close goes on forever. I forget.
I know. I guess we won't fade it out. We'll just keep talking over it.
Yeah, we'll just keep talking. Oh, it's coming up here.
Does it usually take longer to plug stuff? Oh, it is coming up. Okay.
Here it is. Here it is. I love this song, so here it is. Here we go. And we're gone. Now we're gone.
Thank you for listening to Through the Apex. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at @through_the_apex. Don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you listen.